I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. So here's a fantasy, a world where you never have to wait in line at the DMV. You could do everything motor vehicle online, except for the driving test, of course. But you could change your address or submit proof of residence online. Other things in life could work just as efficiently, like voting or going to the doctor. Any doctor you'd visit would already have access to your digitally stored medical data, and you'd never have to fill out one of those medical history forms in the waiting room again. In Estonia, these things and more are already reality. Tiny Estonia, parked up there in the Baltics, it's got a population less than half of Silicon Valley's, but it's managed to put itself on the map as one of the most innovative places in the world by digitizing almost all aspects of citizen life. The initiative is called the Estonia Project, and the government has also taken steps to secure all of that data. Estonia's former president, Tomas Hendrik Ilves, has been a driving force behind the effort, and this week he's being recognized for some of his work in the cyber arena at Harvard, right in our backyard. Ilves joined us from the Harvard campus across the river in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I began by asking him what it means to live in a virtual society.
It's nothing too sophisticated. It simply means that you can do digitally what you otherwise do on paper, and it's more transparent, more open, faster and efficient. It's really not that odd at all. It's just you think about instead of signing papers and having them move from one place to another, you sign something digitally. You have a legal signature that works in digital space, and you can do it from home rather than having to go and stand in line in different offices.
Well, let me give you my example, President Ilves. You're in my city of Cambridge, Massachusetts today, and I just had an annoying interaction with Cambridge City Hall to renew my annual parking sticker. They sent my application back to me because the utility bill I sent them to prove I live at the residence I've lived at for the last 12 years did not have my name on it. Can you walk us through how this process would have gone in Estonia?
Well, I mean, the utility bill's sole utility, as it were, is to say you live where you are. Whereas in Estonia, I mean, that's part of your digital identity, which says that you live here. So in your case, basically, you would be on record as living where you are until you change your address. And then for your own convenience, you would want to say that you have changed your place of residence. I mean, you don't have to do that. But if you do, then you have that proof.
Yeah. Sounds nice and sensical. Is your goal to bring the system to other EU states?
Well, yes, it is. I mean, it would be this entire system becomes much more powerful when it works cross-border. But that takes a long time. 5 years ago, I proposed to the president of Finland that our digital prescriptions would work across borders. And it's going to go into effect next year. So that's 6 years, basically. The technology side of this would take a couple of days, I'd say. But getting it done politically takes a long time. I mean, legally and the regulatory side of things. Now, it's actually a fairly unique accomplishment. This does not exist anywhere else in the world. So to get from there to all of the EU is going to take a while.
Now, it may appear that the government slowly disappears when this transition to a virtual government is complete, but can you set us straight? I mean, surely the real Estonian government can't just disappear. What happens to it, though, and its authority?
Well, I mean, it's really administration we're talking about. In the European sense, the government is the elected cabinet, and the administrative side is what becomes increasingly transparent, but also it decreases in size. It's kind of the bureaucratic version of the state withering away, as Karl Marx once envisioned it. But, I mean, think of most of the things that you deal with in your personal interaction with the government, as your case of proving where you live. I mean, there's simple decisions that don't require human intervention. In my own country, after you do your driver's test, you don't go to the DMV, even if you have to update your, do an eye test. You go to a eye doctor, but the eye doctor sends in the information that now you need glasses or something.
Wow.
I mean, there's no need for all of that brick and mortar and flesh and bone bureaucracy when the decisions are things that are made more efficiently and more, I mean, honestly, by algorithms.
Wow. Imagine never having to go to the DMV again. With so much reliance on algorithms and data in a system like this, I mean, there are a lot of privacy and security questions that come to mind. Let's just start with privacy, because many of our listeners might hear about Estonia and think Big Brother. What does privacy look like under a system like this?
Well, first of all, we clearly prescribe who can look at what. And every interaction is logged. If anyone looks at something, you know who's looked at it. If someone looks at it who shouldn't be looking at it, it immediately sets off an alarm. And why I find the question a little odd, I keep getting it every day. I just had it about half an hour ago, is that compared to what? I mean, if all the same data are in paper form, there's no record of who's gone in there and looked at your data, right?
President Ilves, I mean, you've said in the past that our obsession with privacy is misguided. Can you explain that?
Well, I meant that as opposed to the security of the data itself. It's not the issue of the concern for privacy, but rather that a far more important aspect is data integrity. It may bother me if someone publishes the contents of my bank account or my blood type records. Data integrity is someone changes my bank account. Or someone changes the record of my blood type. I mean, the last one could be fatal. And so this is sort of, when I say people are obsessed with privacy, is that they're not worried at all by far worse things than loss of privacy, which is the loss of data integrity.
So how is Estonia keeping all of this data safe?
Well, our data are on blockchain, so that means that you can't change the data, or any change can only be made by the authorized individuals. That's you on your own data, or your doctor who you've authorized, or some similar authority. And that takes care of that issue of someone changing your health record, changing your property record, indeed changing court records, since those are all digital too. Well, one other thing that we've done, I mean, which is more peculiar to our size and our location, I mean, having been invaded about 20 times in the last 1,000 years, we also have a data embassy abroad in Luxembourg, where we have store copies updated constantly of all national data.
So you're a visiting fellow at Stanford, as I said. Can you just give us your assessment of American bureaucracy? Where does it sit on the evolutionary timeline?
Well,
be honest.
Well, I would just say that the biggest shock of being in the mecca of innovation in IT is the bureaucracy is stuck at a level that has really not substantially changed since the 1950s.
Yeah, and you're in Silicon Valley.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, I think that it's at the same level as elsewhere in the United States. It's just the contrast is especially strong where within 10 miles of me are the headquarters of Facebook, Google, Apple, Tesla. You just keep naming them. Yet, in which you can do all kinds of things, play with augmented reality. But if you have to prove that you live where you live to get your child to be registered for school, you have to come in with a paper copy of your electricity bill. The reality of your sort of life dealing with bureaucracy, it is not touched by the digital revolution.
That was Tomas Hendrik Ilves. He's the former president of Estonia and now a distinguished fellow at Stanford University.